The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us. Episode number 124 of Wicked Roadie.
That's right.
So this would be the official two-year mark, I would assume, because 52 plus 52... No, I'm sorry, that'd be 114. I don't know what I'm
we
talking
are,
about here.
Yeah, but we're over those what? 2 years, and we're still, of course, wearing the crown of best podcast in Rhode Island, so...
That is true. That is very true. I don't listen to me, folks. I didn't go to high school, so math is not my strong suit. You should have seen that interview I was talking about earlier today. I completely botched the math on how many requests the guy has received over his time, and you'll find out listening. You'll find out more about that in a few weeks to come.
Yeah.
We're not going to give that away. There's a teaser for you, but alas, the day this comes out is the day of love, February 14th,
so
Valentine's
much
Day, and the new big term out there is Galentine's.
That's
have
right.
Have you heard of this?
Oh, not only have I heard of it, I have posted about it on social media.
Oh,
I even called some of my gal pals today, the day that we're recording on the 13th, and wished them a very happy Galentine's Day and let them know that I love them.
Well, that was very sweet of you. So, and now they get a shout out here on the episode. My goodness.
Right?
There's no shortage of the Galentine spirit.
So are you a Parks and Rec watcher? Have you watched that show in Love on Leslie Knope?
I have watched the show. I am not as familiar with it as I am like The Office,
mm-hmm.
though. I'm more of a Ron Swanson fan and his innate ability to hide bacon everywhere. That's where I relate
true.
There. So
for anyone who doesn't know what this Galentine's Day is that we're speaking of, I think I'm pretty like 99.9% sure it actually originated from the show Parks and Rec. And the character Leslie Knope, she too just wants to love on her girlfriends, ends up having her girlfriends get together at a restaurant the day before Valentine's Day and said, you know, like, let's celebrate the women that we love, just our friendships and everything, and named it Galentine's Day. And it's kind of like taken off in society, which has been pretty cool.
Well, there you go. And Valentine's is just like this time-honored tradition, you know, dating back to the saint. And yeah, so congratulations, Leslie Knope, for pulling it off.
Here you go.
And making it. But more and as it does happen every year, it leads right into vacation week.
Yes.
Or for some people, it may not be vacation week because some school departments have completely just said, we're done with February vacation. They'll get President's Day off, and we need those extra days in case we get snowed out.
You know, it's going to be really interesting. So, of course, the flu and lots of pretty nasty bugs have gone around the state recently. So it's going to be interesting to see which schools have worse, like, flu or cold outbreaks. The ones that don't have school vacation next week and they're just keeping those germs all smooshed all together. Or the kids who get to have it off and let the school kind of air out. Because I'm a huge believer, if people don't know, I used to teach before I had my kids, and I'm a huge believer in February vacation break for everyone's sanity. Like, people are stir crazy right now. The kids are a little bonkers, and so are the teachers. But also, honestly, you need to air those buildings out. They got some nasty, funky things going on.
And that's really, you know, I can remember growing up just that being the case, you know. You get ready to go, and, you know, the teachers were all excited to be gone. And sometimes we even had to, like, put stuff away, like, hide stuff or, you know, like, cover things because they were going to do a deep cleaning of the school and they didn't want certain things to get wrecked or possibly, you know, knocked over or whatever. So, yeah, that was a huge element. And for some of the schools that have done away with the February vacation, or if they've just cut the budget altogether, which is a totally different topic, but you do. You miss out on that kind of that cleaning, you come back to the fresh smell of Lysol and and Simple Green and bleach everywhere, knowing that, you know, you're back to square one with the germs. That is a very, very valid point. And but again, I mean, so many people, so many school departments rather have kind of cut the budget when it comes to that. I mean, they used to bring in an outside agency, like one of those Surf Pro companies, those big cleaning companies, and say, all right, you know, give it the big, give
big
it the
old
big
wipe
one.
Down. Yeah,
that's it.
Well, you know, it is easier for a lot of parents who have to work, and you know, taking time off in February is difficult.
Oh, sure.
It's an added expense if you're paying for like winter camps, and school programs. So I get it, but as I said, it will be interesting, especially this year, to see which school systems have more germs in the next couple of weeks versus the ones that have it off.
If you are one of those people who has it off, we have some events this episode that take you right through next week. So if you're looking for stuff to do, we've got some stuff here as well. And if you have a suggestion for something that you don't hear here, that just a here, I feel like I'm doing Robert's Rules of Order. Here. If you have an idea or a suggestion that you want to share in the episode on Facebook or whatever for other people, if you don't hear it here, please, by all means, you can do that. And if you hear something that you want to take advantage of, maybe you're working on the road, getting errands done, just sit back, listen, enjoy the episode. We'll have all the links, all the info for you on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
So kicking things off, Ben, what do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick?
It is a long-term event. It is the Newport Winter Festival, February 15th through the 24th. Mm. So we're really encompassing two weekends here, folks. But there is just so many things to see and do. They'll have children's fairs.
Yes.
They'll have concerts. There's a chili cook-off this Saturday over at Gurney's. There is, I said concerts, Changes in Latitudes, which is a Jimmy Buffett tribute band. And the Eagles Experience, they'll be performing, amongst many, many other things. Of course, the Children's Fair is Sunday and Monday, February 18th and 19th at Gurney's Resort. There's so many great things to do over the course of the next, close to 10 days. But here's why I want to really focus on just the event overall. And I think you're going to mention some other events as we go through the episode, Mary. But Newport just went through this big issue with the gas situation where a lot of the restaurants, a lot of the venues, actually, Mary, one of the venues you were supposed to use was affected. And as if Newport wasn't cold enough during the winter, these businesses took an extra hit. They were shut down for a week, and it's just business that they couldn't come back. So if you're going to do something, if you're looking for something fun to do, we both can speak from experience. The Newport Winter Festival people do a great job. They just really hit it out of the park. They've got wonderful events down there. Go down there and do everything down there. Go down there, have breakfast, have lunch, have dinner, have second dinner, have third dinner, have lots of bacon. Be like Ron Swanson. But down there, there's going to be so many great events happening. I, for one, am a fan of the chili cook-off, the non-spicy chili, which is, again, is happening on the Saturday. But we'll hit a few other events as we go through, but you got to get your buttons, the little buttons. That's your entry point, and you can get those at like Shaw's, Clements, the Newport Harbor Hotel, Gurney's Resort, the Gateway Center. That's right by the Marriott there. You can get it at the Marriott. You can get it at Walgreens, Hotel Viking, and Bailey Tees. But again, we got the list, which has all the links for all the whole itinerary of events. Newport Winter Festival. That is our Wicked Interesting Pick of the week. Really, for 2 weeks, folks. You get
That's
10 days
right.
of fun. And now here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
Of course, you're going to want to be heading down to the city by the sea, Newport, but on your way down there, I want you to think about stopping by Newport Vineyards. They're going to be having their 23rd annual Winterfest. See what they did there? So we have the Newport Winterfest, but we've got the Newport Vineyards Winterfest. They're just
so witty. For the adults in the room.
It's so, so witty. It's, of course, two full days this weekend full of grape stomping and wine tasting and beer tasting because they have their new on-site brewery, the Taproot Brewing Company, which is really cool. There's going to be live music, their ice wine bar. You get to nosh on delicious food created by scratch from their culinary team. And they actually have a competitive grape stomping competition. Now, I do know that the Saturday online tickets are already sold out because this event is so fun. So you could still buy your ticket for Sunday online. There will be tickets at the door day of for both days, but I do recommend that possibly you purchase your Sunday ticket. Tickets are $25. And if you're a
Case
Club,
not bad at all.
Not at all. For the amount, you get all these tastings. There's going to be food and music available, and just a really, really fun time. Newport Vineyards is a great large space, so it's fun when you have these events. You kind of get to participate, whether it's in the music area or you can kind of go talk to whoever you're with in a little bit of a corner. But this is one of my favorite local vineyards, and they really do such an amazing job at these Winterfest events. So kids 15 and under are free, no ticket required, so of course they're not going to be tasting the wine, but if you have friends or family visiting you, just because it is school vacation week, know that they can come and still like enjoy the music. And if the weather's nice, they even kind of like let people walk around outside. So it's a pretty neat event.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I don't want to rush winter or winter. I don't want to rush it. Who am I kidding? Yes, I do. I want you to start thinking about the upcoming springtime. This event is being put on by URI and their gardening club, although it'll be hosted in Swansea, Massachusetts. They are having their backyard habitat class. It is a free public workshop happening on Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Again, it's right over the line. Yeah, maybe it should have been in borderline, but it's being done by URI. So in honor of, you know, Rhode Island, born
in the
Rhode
same,
Island
yeah.
bread and Rhode Island milk and bread. You can learn how to design and what to plant for birds, the pollinators, and so much more. You can learn how to provide food, water, and shelter while protecting these ecosystems in your backyard, at your school, in your community garden. Again, this is a free public workshop, courtesy of the URI Master Gardener Program. Mary,
yeah.
You're a URI alum.
That I am.
How spectacular, how world-renowned is the URI Master Gardener Program?
Let me tell you, it is unbelievable and beautiful and knowledgeable. If you are someone who has a green thumb, or if you're like me and you have a brown thumb and you just want to bask in the awe of the knowledge of these people, they actually had some of their greenhouses next to the Fine Arts Building where I spent most of my musical time. I would go over and check out the plants, and just kind of, as I said, you just want to sit and soak in as much knowledge as these people have. So what a great event. And as you said, it kind of inspires you to think spring a little bit more.
Totally, totally. And, you know, just to touch back on the reach that the URI Gardening Club and just everything about that, folks, these are the people who determine what grass seed will grow best for the year, for the country, okay?
Yeah,
we used to get the bags locally at Benny's or at Job Lot. You see URI, like, you may have, like, kind of glazed over it, not really thought much of it, but that's the best of the best.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right here. So just keep that in mind. It's a wonderful, I mean, this is going to be a great, great class for you. It's only an hour. You're going to learn so many things. So check that out. That's happening on Wednesday. Yeah, right there. There's the bell. Right there. All right, what else have we got coming up?
All right, so if you're a Harry Potter fan, or if you have a friend, or maybe you know a youngster, but let's be real, Harry Potter fans are all ages. They're actually going to be having the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets concert with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. That's going to be at the Providence Performing Arts Center. There are going to be two shows for this. This is going to be Saturday, so you can either see the daytime show, like in the afternoon, or they do have an evening show. I do know that tickets are still available for both the 2 p.m. and the 8 p.m. event. Now, no matter what, no matter what age, you do still need to purchase a ticket. So sometimes when you go to events like this and kids can come and may want to come, kids can get in free or whatever, kids are still going to need it because all ages are permitted. But such an incredible experience. You get to experience the magic of the film with the live orchestra, some of your favorite pieces in concert, and that's taking place on Saturday.
Awesome. Awesome. Bring Your Own Improv. It's a comedy show. It is another Best of Rhode Island winner. And they have an ongoing series, and it's every Friday night. Hmm. They have two shows. They have an early show for the kids, and then they have later shows for the adults. So this is, you got three options when you go to these things, okay? You can either A, applaud. You can B, yell out fantastic suggestions. Ooh. Or C, if you're feeling daring, jump up and get involved with them on the stage.
Love it.
Anybody can act. Anyone can improvise, says Viola Spolin, who is the creator of modern improv. That happens Friday nights, various times. But again, if you're looking for something different, this is a great local organization. They've won Best of Rhode Island for the comedy. It's a great night out. Mm-hmm. It really is. You definitely want to check it out. They do workshops. They have adult workshops. So just get to know that organization just in general. If you've got people coming in from out of town, you want to take them to a cool, fun, hip thing, this is it. Because it is.
It is. It truly is.
So, and if you don't believe me, screw you.
Well, on that note, here's your Wicked Family Friendly Pick of the Week. So I actually have two things I wanted to bring up. Of course, being a mom of two myself, I'm going through like so many clothes and so many toys that our children don't need, don't fit in, just because they've grown out of. So there's actually going to be a February clothes and toys swap heading over on your neck of the woods, Ben, over in the East Bay in Barrington at the Barrington Congregational Church. Now, is that the big white church like when you're going down the main road that everyone has to stop at?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Across from high school.
Yes. Yep. Big, huge, tall steeple you can see for... It's not the one that Paul Revere was about, but it came in second place.
It's a big deal. So this is actually something that happens every third Saturday of each month. So it's happening 9:30 to 11:30. So if you do miss it this month, don't worry about it. They'll have it going on. But I think it's a great way to kind of clean things out and figure out if you want some new toys or clothes for the spring. And then, of course, I really need to make sure we mention the Providence Children's Film Festival that's going to be going on in several different venues in and around the state. This is an ongoing event. We've had it. This is actually a decade. This is the 10th annual.
This is the 10 year.
Yeah, this is a big, big deal. Of course, if you
what
haven't yet been.
Is that paper? Is that, it, are you supposed to bring them something?
Right?
Like, they had just weird gifts. I guess you just go.
Just wear bows, exactly. Well, of course.
Just go.
If you haven't ever been, it's not just about going if you have kids. This is actually, it brings the whole community together. You get to watch, learn about, and discuss independent and international cinema. It really, if you're someone who cares about filmmaking, stories, people, connections, even inspiring a new generation of thinkers and doers, this is a great event to check out. They do. They have films from all over the world that have been created by kids, or maybe they are aimed towards children. So everything that you do get to attend is family friendly. But as I said, if you're someone who loves and is passionate about cinema, or film, you know, if you're a film student yourself, this is a great event to check out, and it's going to be going on, I think, for the whole entire week. So starting the 15th, actually through the 24th. So
folks,
going on for a long time.
If you got kids, you need things to do. We got it for you, right there.
That's right.
Mary, do you know what I think of whenever I hear Madonna?
What?
Battleships.
Really?
Yep. I think of battleships every time I hear Madonna.
No matter
where you live in the state of Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from either Connecticut, Massachusetts, or the ocean, which is where the battleship's located. Mm-hmm. Two out of the three places there, Massachusetts and the ocean. It is World War II and Nautical Gaming Week over at Battleship Cove in Massachusetts. This is a week-long gaming fest full of popular nautical and World War II games on the very ships that inspired them, including the Big Mamie, the battleship Massachusetts. She recently made her gaming debut in the popular free-to-play game World of Warships. Games will include, yes, Battleship. Mary, have you ever played Battleship?
Oh my gosh, you bet. You bet,
have
my
you ever
friend.
Played, have you ever played Battleship on a battleship?
Sadly, no.
That's kind of like Kevin from The Office wanting to eat a pig in a blanket while wrapped in a blanket. You can also play Call of Duty, World War II. They'll have World of Warships there. And this is just, all of that's included with the purchase of general admission. So you're going to get to tour the ships. You're going to get to see all the wonderful features that they have there to begin with, which is the largest collection of ships in the United States. I should say U.S. warships in the United States. It's the largest collection right here in Fall River, Massachusetts. It's going to be great. It is happening Monday through Saturday, every day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're not going to want to miss it. This is something really cool. It just takes the experience to a whole new level. And folks, trust me, if you want to make the most of Battleship Cove, get a membership there. It's kind of like, you know, the Roger Williams Park Zoo or the Children's Museum or all these. Just buy the membership if you have kids, because you're going to go there so often and just take it in. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. I can't say enough about the staff over there. They're just great people.
Yes.
Again, that is World War II Nautical Gaming Week at Battleship Cove in Fall River. On the day of love, which the day this comes out, if you're listening after the fact, hopefully you're still feeling the mood. How about some bunny yoga?
What?
Yes.
Wait a second.
It is a fundraiser for the House Rabbit Network, HRN. Not to be confused with CNN or TNN or TNT. It's the HRN, the House Rabbit Network, over there at Providence Power Yoga. They've generously donated the studio time, and they're going to have some bunnies. You could do yoga with bunnies. You've done yoga with goats. You've done yoga with kittens. Maybe you've done yoga with other objects or humans or people. But this is going to be a one-time class, and all the funds, all the proceeds are going to go benefit the House Rabbit Network, which is they're shelter bunnies.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially as we come into the Easter time, you know, these bunnies, the shelter bunnies, they'll be hopping from mat to mat. So this is a shelter bunnies only event. Please, it is not BYO. It's not BYOB or whatever, you know, what BYOB. Yeah, BYO, bring your own bunny. I'm trying to think of the what's the right letter, Ben? But bring your yoga mat.
Yeah.
They will have a bunny bake sale, which is snacks, not bunny snacks, meaning you don't cook a bunny. But just, yeah. So
here we go. I need to ask, how did this end up on the Wicked Romantic list? Because I'm a little confused.
Sometimes, way back in the older days, they used to say, yeah, they're having kids like rabbits over there. So there you go.
Hey,
boom. Get romantic. Look
at you.
With the bunnies.
Look at you being so witty on this Valentine's
Day. So terrible. We are
going to
get so demonetized for this one.
Well done.
Thank you. Folks, you can send all your complaints right to me. And as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We love to be social, and we know you do too. And if you're taking photos with your loved one on Valentine's Day, or you're getting together to celebrate Galentine's Day this weekend, we want to see those pictures. And if you're going especially to that bunny yoga, if you're playing Battleship on a battleship, you know what you need to do? You need to Instagram it and use that hashtag, WickedRoadie.
Throw it up on the gram right there. Looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners? Well, we can help you with that. Just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook. We are very, very social.
Yeah, we are. Well, until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to a very romantic version of Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
And seriously, folks, if you didn't get the bunny reference, just forget it. Okay, just forget about it. It was a dumb joke. I need a hobby. When does baseball season start?